I want to talk up on the woman of distinction.
That means that there will be testimonies that will be totally concluded before we meet the next time. And I know that you'll be so eager to share your testimony that day in the name of Jesus. You know, depending on the gestation period of your testimony, of your miracle, some are short, some are long, but I know many will have been concluded. And you'll be here to testify. Amen. I want to take my opening scripture from Psalm 90, the 12th verse. I read, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Now, our topic is the woman of distinction. Now, simply put, I'm sure some are doing the mathematics. This woman of distinction must be a wise woman. Of course, yes. Praise the Lord. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts. You know, I was going to start by playing short clips of videos to you, which I pulled out from the internet. But the testimonies just did exactly that for me. Let me start by saying that every life is a story. Hello? Every life is a story. Whether from birth to the first grade, or from the first grade to college graduation, through trials to the peak of trials, every life is a story. So in other words, if I want to make books, it's a matter of making appointments with different people here and begin to write their life stories. I was thinking of that. I said, this is interesting, really. Because every person is unique. Come on, church. And so that means that every story is unique. Hello. So you can imagine how many beautiful, different, unique stories that we have in the house. But you see, interestingly though, some of these stories, and rather pathetic, why some end highly inspirational? Yeah? And what I realize again is this, whether your story or whether their story, because we are still in the making, whether some stories were pathetic or some stories were inspirational, God knew everything. As a matter of fact, he was watching the videos before they happened. Oh yes, he was reading the stories. The stories that you and I, we look so much and yet we don't read. We look so much and yet we don't see. He sees it all. Matter of fact, I put it there. I say he even saw these stories before their very, very beginning. Yes, now. It says, before you were conceived in the womb, I knew you. And that only buttresses the person, the nature of God. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the beginning. He is the ending. The first and the last. Glory be to God in the highest. So before you begin to play out your story, it was a concluded matter. Hello? Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. I say, I was thinking about this, and it took me many directions. But then, I think I should say this. I dropped it when I was writing. I said, some stories don't appear good, but they end up being wonderful. Some stories caught glory and majesty. Ah, but they end up, oh my God. Example, Jezebel was not born to go the way she went. It was obvious she was born into majesty and affluence. that she ended up a disaster. What a terrible story. No, that's not a kind of story in the name of Jesus. What about Rahab? Nobody would have given her a chance in life. Her lifestyle was fraught with disgrace and ignominy, shame. And yet, her story. What an inspiration. So having said that, ladies, I want to say this quickly. Every incident of your life and every contact you make, they are occasions for remarkable experiences. Is that true? What about some ugly incidents? What about some bitter ones you don't even want to remember? But it really doesn't matter what they were when they happened. The fact is that the watcher never stopped watching. The one that sets a target and never misses. The one that never fails. He kept on watching. Come on, church, are you here with me? And so that buttresses that scripture that says, all things work together for good. But the scripture doesn't stop there. For those, thank you. And who are, according to, is what? Oh, so we find some qualifications there. They love God. Come on, church. And they are people of what? Purpose. Hello? Is somebody here with me? So if you have a problem defining what this loving God is, don't go too far. Just get in the book of John. If you love me, you will what? Because I'm here to tell someone here, in the name of Jesus, that the testimony said it all. Regardless of what you have come through in life, regardless of what you have suffered, regardless of where you were born, you are a woman of distinction. So I've said everything I've said to say this. You are a story in the making. And that story is very, very inspirational. You are a woman of distinction. Let me repeat it again. Pastor, you don't know me. God knows you. Pastor, you don't know me. Why are you talking this way? Thank God I didn't start it. Thank God nobody knew I was coming to talk about stories. People just started telling you their life stories. But that's the way it happens with me. When he tells me this is what you're going to say, people come and start saying it. They say it in their prayer requests. They say it in their testimonies. They say it in their praise worship. It's just the way it happens. But Pastor, what is life story got to do with woman of distinction? First, to let you know that nothing can disqualify you in the name of Jesus. I mean nothing. Are you sure? I mean it in the name of Jesus. Nothing. Hear her testimony. I'll just quote that scripture. I wouldn't have attached such him. I would have interpreted that scripture that way. As a matter of fact, when we met and started talking, she didn't know who she was talking to. She had no idea at all. Well, this time, pastor was saying, this guy has a very successful ministry. She had no idea. It was much, much later, she got to know who my late wife was. Oh my goodness, I saw her on the television. Wow. And I just love listening to her. Oh my goodness. She didn't know. There's no way in your wildest dreams you can totally think out God's plan for your life. No way. The one they call bastard. What an interesting story. Now, having said that, let me just get to the core of what I want to say. The core of what I want to say is this. You are a woman of distinction. Now, let's consider it from creation. That's usually my pattern. I can't find a better way to do it. I jotted some things down here. You see, God will never set out on a mission. Like we said, without conclusion, that means that God is a planner. He determines the end from the... That's the scripture after all. Isaiah 46. He calls the end from the beginning. That's God. Hello? So God set out, said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have what? Come on, talk to me. And let me quickly make it clear to you that the Bible says male and female created them. So he was talking of humanity. Dominion there was the reason for creating man, humanity. Check your strongs and do your studies. And that man was a single entity on earth. Then God said, chapter 2, it is not good that man should be alone. Come, you know the story now. This is no revelation. If it's revelation, you've got it long time ago. Yes, sir. So God said, it is not good that man should be lonely. Is that your Bible? Because he was not lonely. It's not good that man should be alone. So what he was dealing with was the aloneness. And they said, I will make for him a help that is comparable, suitable for him. So I was looking for how in creation you are a creature of distinction. And I found it. So God set the whole plan in array. That is, he set it in motion. Everything was created and man was there and everything was going fine. And in line with the fact that he has gave man, he has made man to have dominion, he said, let me see what you will make of all the creatures. And man began to make things at Alayatamburaba. And he stood and watched this man, took charge. Let me explain in contemporary terms what it means to have dominion. He created man to be the governor. He created man to be the one to administer. He created man to be the one, the controller under him here on earth. The king that will reign here, ordained by God, man. And so everything was in line. And then he stood there watching. Then you know what occurred to me immediately? The coach of a team. Hello. Like the coach of Liverpool, Brenda something. Like the coach of Chelsea, Mourinho. Like the coach of Arsenal, Arsene Wenger. Like the coach of Man U. Come on, David Moyes. Tell me now. Like the coach of Man City. Hello. Pellegrini, am I right? Or what's his name now? Okay, that would be for this for men. No, you are. You see, why are you trying to be behind the scene? Women are playing soccer now, making millions. You are saying it's going for men. What are you talking about? Better go and play soccer. In those days, it used to be for men. It's no more for men anymore. It's for men and women. Abba, which are you there? Praise the Lord. And so what occurred to me immediately was, my goodness, he made the system. He set it in motion. And this thing was playing out before his eyes. See what he did? He was watching. He was watching. Then he said, oh. It's not good that he should be alone. Just like when you see the game is not going exactly the way you want. Or you envisage problem somewhere before the end of the 90 minutes. Guess what a coach will do? He will bring in someone. He will introduce someone that will change the game. Now, you say, who did he remove? He didn't remove anybody. You say, how? He said, you and your husband will be what? One. So when he introduced the woman, he's still the one. So he just brought out of the rib and made them two, and he's still one. So he introduced someone. And I looked and I said, what are you saying, God? He said, when I finished all the creation, I left a gap. Or I saw a gap. Which was deliberate. But which became highly needed. Now it wasn't an afterthought. No. He was already there. Made and created them. Only that he brought him out of him. Because that's what he needed. Why? He envisaged the future. And because he creates to purpose, he says she's a helper. Hello, is somebody here with me? And he introduced the woman. Hallelujah. So the very mandate that introduced you is to change the game. You are a game changer. Can I say it again? It may be very contemporary. Believe you me, the average woman is a game changer. It's humanity's game changer. You say, Pastor Ty, what are you saying? Most women are suffering. I will show you why. It says, humanity is the governor. He says, you are the reason he will succeed. I think the devil will leave you alone. Now you can see why he left Adam and went for Eve, first of all. Remember when we played South Africa in that Mandela Cup? Nigeria was playing, they were playing, I was going, what is this? First half. Second half, they introduced Moses. Game changer. South Africa knew that they were in trouble. When the woman was introduced, the devil knew he was in trouble. Somebody's here to get it. I'm not joking. The moment you were introduced, the devil knew that he was in trouble. Genesis, he went after the woman. Check Revelation. The last thing we do, he will be still go after the woman. Go check. And for me, what really puzzles me is that God says, she's the weaker vessel, so protect her. But she's your helper. I said, why should she be the weaker vessel and she's my support? He said, God has a way of hiding his power. So what I'm saying in the name of Jesus is simple. You are tailor-made. You are made to fit. You are created to connect. You are created to influence. You are created to change things positively in the direction of God by creation. I'm still talking generally, but as I talk on, you see what separates people. God is never partial. No. He is never partial. He has chosen that this and this and this and all be good and all this one will be poor. No. In fact, I wrote it there. I said, God never makes anything ordinary. But men, due to time and their own personal choices, make ordinary what God has made superior. He never makes anything ordinary. I have a story. My life is a story. Every face you meet, every person you meet is a story. But you see, one good thing is this. We have certain capacities that we don't know we have. I can influence, I can change your story by the grace of God. That's one of the reasons for this kind of forum. And that was what Jesus came to demonstrate. That one man following God can influence millions in the way of God. Let me tell you what thrills me in life. If it sounds like bragging, God forgive me, because no, I don't. I like to see seeming non-entities, hopeless situations, turn around, and begin to rise. It thrills me. I don't know why. One day, one young man gave a testimony in church. I was cracking here. It was an anointing service. I said, why does he look like Pastor? Why does he sound like Pastor Biodun like this? He sounded so much. He was such a hilarious character. He was speaking scriptures in. So I was going to ask Biodun, what this guy? Then she said, don't you know him? I said, no. He said, this guy was one of these people, boys were, that was under the bridge. I said, oh my goodness. And his life has so much changed. He has gone to school, he's graduated, he's working in a company somewhere or with the government somewhere. And that was the guy that was talking one chance. I said, what did you say? He said, yeah. I said, oh my goodness. So I've been meaning to see him thereafter. In the service today, he starts in this circle, exactly. Another one that came one day and he took the mic when he started talking. I said, oh my goodness, I mix up my tenses sometimes. This guy's diction and his command of English. I said, I think I know this face. He said, one of those boys. So I said, God help me. He said, you're on the pathway of significance. Significance is never measured except as they affect human lives. He has introduced you. Things will never be the same again. You carry everywhere you go a well of life. People don't know how to interpret favor. That is what connects with favor. You are not the same anymore. I say the kind of restoration we have never seen in the history of our time, which we read before, through your own hands. In the lives of men and women, in your family, begin to unleash in the name of Jesus. You are a woman of distinction. You are set apart by the Spirit of God. You are set apart by God's excellence.
in everything you do. Heaven is looking down on you. Heaven is rejoicing over you. Heaven will fight your battle. You will hold your peace. Jesus will be your wisdom. He will be your peace. He will be your love. He will be your joy. In the name of Jesus.